It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Tuesday at 9 a.m., we talk about news, events, and we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. We've got a great program for you today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
You heard John Dilworth there. He's a former Benton County Commissioner and also owns a home here in Lincoln County. Good to have you on the program.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Bill Turner, another member of this Cascade West Senior Services Advisory Committee. And that is the point of the program today, guys. We're going to be talking about the Senior Services Advisory Committee, what you gentlemen do. And Bill, where are you from? Are you in Walport? Is that or Yahats?
I'm from Walport. Yeah, I live actually between Walport and Yahats, but part of the Walport community, yeah.
Well, it's great to have you guys on the program today. We'll learn more about what Cascades West Council of Government is doing here in our community, and we'll also talk about how folks can participate in the Senior Services Advisory Committee. There are opportunities to put in applications, and we'll talk to you more about that. I did want to remind you, before we get started on the program, that these programs are downloadable. You can listen to them later as podcasts, so please be aware they're archived at Yaquinabay Communications at the KNPT portion of that website, and then also we archive these programs online at Lincoln County. Also, we will be posting information that you're hearing on the program today on the county homepage, just so you know, and that'll give people some way to navigate some of the documentation and the things that we're discussing here. So, gentlemen, Cascade West Council of Governments, both of you have also histories with the Senior Services Advisory Committee. Bill, maybe we can start with you, and can you tell us what motivated you to look towards senior services and particularly participating in the council?
Well, I think from my standpoint, the first thing that I got involved in was a local thing, activities in Walport, where it was just community helping itself, because we have a lot of senior citizens in the South County, and so occasionally they need some help here and there, and so there's an awful lot of volunteers that were doing that. And then a few years ago, I got a phone call from one of the staff people on Council of Governments in Albany, at the office in Albany, and she asked me if I would be willing to serve on the Senior Services Advisory Council. So I accepted, and that person is now off working at the state, but It was really an exciting thing to get involved in this, because now, in addition to just looking at Walport folks, we're looking at people all over the three-county area that the Cascades West Council of Government serves.
Do you remember the tipping point for you and moving towards the community? Was there a particular event or somebody mentioned it to you? How does the process happen for somebody?
Usually you get a phone call from somebody who says, we need some help.
Yeah.
We need your help helping somebody else. Yeah.
John, as a former Benton County Commissioner, does your interest or participation in the senior programs, predate that service, or how did it unfold for you?
Well, yes, it predated it quite a bit. I was in a local service club, and one of our board members was on the board of Retired Senior Volunteer Program, the RSVP, and was rotating off the board and asking me if I'd like to participate. And so I did, and ended up chairing that committee. And then someone said, we need someone on the Dial-A-Bus board, which we call Dial-A-Bus. It's Dial-A-Ride over in Linn County. And so I started a program with our little club driving the bus. And that's my first time when I started to see the needs of seniors. Needs for transportation in order to get to medical appointments, just going shopping. And sometimes you call these, they're little barriers when you're younger, but they become more important as you get older. It's not an income-based thing, it's an age-based thing.
Yeah.
So I began to see the importance of working to remove the barriers for aging individuals. And so that's what really kind of got me started. Then I ended up on the Board of Senior Services because we have had one county commissioner from each county on that board for a long, long time. And things just kind of grew, and I'm still here.
Well, if you're listening to the program, that was John Dilworth. He's a former Benton County Commissioner. He's on the Senior Services Advisory Council for Cascades West Council of Government. Also, Bill Turner with us today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment and talk about how you can participate here on Lincoln County Connections.
Knock, knock.
Who is it?
It's Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
You know, Captain, this summer's coming to an end, but what a beaut it's been.
Well, you're right, Beefy, but I still think there's plenty of time to finish those last-minute projects.
Man, Captain, you seem to always have the right answers, the right materials, and the right prices.
Well, that's right, Beefy. We're here to help you with any project, big or small. We do it all.
You know, Captain, that's why I'm proud to be part of the crew here at Barrelhead Building Supply. We're at 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road, South Beach.
Barrelhead Building Supply, again voted best of the best hardware and best building supply store in Lincoln County. Captain Ted and Beefy and the gang take pride in making sure you have everything you need for fall. Barrelhead Building Supply, 541-867-7681.
So bring the fam, the crew, or both on over the bridge and we'll help you
get her done.
Oh, and don't forget, the popcorn's a-poppin'!
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
The number one priority of Graceland Care Homes is the happiness and well-being of your loved one. At Graceland Care Homes, a dedicated and versatile staff is there 24 hours a day to accommodate every special need, even when they change. Long-term care, respite care, adult daycare, or just affordable retirement living with cable TV, meals, and housekeeping included. Graceland Care Homes, your place for special care on the coast. Two locations in Newport. GracelandCareHomes.com.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another year on the road. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, here talking to John Dilworth, Bill Turner. We're talking about Senior Services Advisory Committee through Cascade West Council of Governments. John, maybe bring us up to speed. You educated me. I was unaware of the Older Americans Act, and this seems to be a mover for everything, ultimately, that we're discussing today.
Yes, the federal government passed the Older Americans Act, which deals with a number of services for seniors throughout the United States. And within the state of Oregon, a number of the counties and various groups went together and formed consortiums to be able to handle the money to provide the services. In our case, the Lynn, Lincoln, and Benton counties went together to handle the senior money. And so originally the counties were the major players, and then we expanded it to involve up to 15 cities and tribes. So Walport, Newport, Depot Bay, Lincoln City, Toledo, and the Sletch tribes are also members of the Council of Governments, and they use the council for various kinds of services that small communities need, which they can't afford to fund by themselves. But then we also have within senior services, we do a lot of in-home care. We deal with transportation and also the senior meal sites. And I think Bill can talk about the meal sites.
Yeah, Bill, what about
the senior meals program is probably the most visible activity that the Council of Governments Senior Services deals with. We have meal sites in all of the counties and in almost all of the communities. For example, there's one in Walport, there's one in Newport, there's one in Lincoln City, they're in Corvallis, Albany, all Lebanon, Mill City, several places all over the Council of Governments area. And for the most part, these sites are they're overseen by Council of Government employees, but the communities are becoming more and more involved in them, and many of the most of the drivers for Meals on Wheels are local community residents within the community that they're serving, and then the meal sites, which are located in senior centers and churches or whatever, are as I said, are operated by a Council of Government's employee, but there's a lot of volunteers involved in doing these things. The drivers are mostly volunteers, and it's a very big thing. And the Senior Service Advisory Council's role in this is to kind of watch over this program, visit the meal sites, see that people are satisfied with the quality of the food and the quantity of food and the service that they get in that, and ride around with the drivers to get a feel for what the community's reaction to the Meals on Wheels program is and what the senior meals program at the site is. So we're very involved in that, and it's a very rewarding activity to go out and see what's really going on, because this program is huge and it's very powerful.
In this instance, discussing Meals on Wheels, advisory committee member will get hands-on, as you're saying, and take a look on the ground. And
yes, that's really important to it.
What other programs will you guys take a look at offered by the COG?
Well, we have Oregon Project Independence, which I think was one of our innovative programs, which I think nationwide we were given credit for initiating that, where we've been able to come in and have people come in for an hour, two, three, 4 hours a week to help people with some needs, whether it be bathing, cleaning up their house, mowing their lawn, taking them to the store, a variety of things. This has allowed us to keep people from having to go into nursing homes at an early age. And I know when we go back to Washington, D.C., people would say, we want to be like Oregon. Mm-hmm. We want to be like you because you're innovative and you improve the quality of life with seniors. I think something that's extremely important.
Yeah, Oregon was the model for this kind of treatment for senior citizens, and it is being followed. That model is being followed in a lot of places in the country now.
As the advisory committee, will you also take a look and make recommendations on, for example, like the RSVP program, or are there just certain programs?
We actually support RSVP, and there is the chairman of the RSVP organization locally is usually a member of the Council of Governments, at least one of them from the COG.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do in recruiting people for our board. We're looking for people who are end users and have programs that coordinate with what we do, so we can get more input. We have a person applying for our board right now who's on the governor's coordinated care organization.
Of course, yeah.
And he's going to have a lot of input, and we have an opportunity for input with them, too, to help build better programs.
And have you been in lengthy discussions? It's happening so quick to integrate. How will the CCOs integrate with the possible senior services at the COG? Any ideas yet?
Well, one of the things that we have is we have approximately 400 volunteers that work with us and our meal sites and delivery people. And that's one of the things that the state really looks to us for, I think, in the future, is how do we get information out to people who are in need?
Yeah.
And we're already in contact with them. So we can help to take that information out and gather it for them and, I think, create a stronger partnership in the future.
If you're listening to the program, we're talking to John Dilworth, Bill Turner, talking about senior services, how you can get involved, join our local council, and have input on the services provided by Oregon Cascade West Council of Governments. Also work with other volunteers in the community. So, gentlemen, we'll be back to do a wrap on the program. If you're listening to us, we'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections.
Put a little power behind your home projects. Millsy's Hardware in Lincoln City this month offers $50 savings on DeWalt cordless screwdriver and impact driver combo kit. The kit includes screwdriver, impact driver, two 12-volt lithium battery packs, a charger, bit tips, contractor bag, and even belt hooks. Save $50 on this special Ace exclusive DeWalt buy. Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City, both offering September DeWalt savings today.
Their musical legacy spans over four decades. Now see that sensational live show one more time. The Doobie Brothers in concert.
I'd like to hear some funky.
September 22nd at 8 p.m. and September 23rd at 5 p.m. The Chinook Wind Showroom. From all those sing-along classics to music from the newest CD, World Gone Crazy. The Doobie Brothers will rock you September 22nd at 8 p.m. and September 23rd at 5 p.m. The Chinook Winds Showroom. Buy tickets now at the Chinook Winds box office by phone at 1-888-MAIN-ACT or online at ChinookWindsCasino.com. The legacy continues. The Doobie Brothers in concert at Chinook Winds Casino Resort, where concerts are better at the beach.
Savory Cafe and Pizzeria is a huge fan of our local heroes.
NOAA, first responders, the Coast Guard.
Savory Cafe wants to say thank you with 10% off Saturdays for our local heroes.
Teachers, volunteers, nurses.
Visit Savory Cafe Saturday wearing your organization's t-shirt. You and your guests will all get 10% off everything at Savory Cafe.
Everything.
Come to Savory Cafe's local hero appreciation. 10% off everything Saturday. Savory Cafe and Pizzeria in Newport's Nye Beach.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot. With new projects every week and big savings every day. Like a free gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer when you buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer. Plus, come to our free Fall Planting Saturday workshop for a few extra gardening tips. Do more for less at the Great American Fix-Up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
And we're back on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining the program today. We're talking about senior services in Lincoln County, and you guys are underscoring some other important things for folks listening to us today. If they want to be advocates for seniors, being a part of the committee will look on the ground here in our community, but it also goes upward, too. Can you talk about that?
Pardon? I'm sorry, I missed.
So the advocacy, when you meet with legislators, like you say, you're not lobbyists, but that's another aspect.
Yeah, in addition to having a lot of contact with people, the Senior Services Advisory Council looks the other way often and interacts with the state legislature, with other state offices, and usually there is a member of the Senior Services Advisory Council for Cascades West who is on what's called the Governor's Commission for Senior Citizens, and so that advocacy spreads. We actually have trips where we group together and go to Salem to the legislature and talk with the legislators about, you know, how we see the people need their help and how they can participate in supporting the senior programs in the state.
And the way our program is set up with the through the counties and also the cities, so we have a contact with the Association of Oregon Counties and the League of Oregon Cities to make them more aware of programs that are going on in their area, and then they can also advocate with the legislature. Our group has actually been invited to go all the way to Washington, D.C. to give presentations on some of what they have started here in Oregon.
So what do you gentlemen consider qualifications? If someone's listening and thinking, well, this might be for me, what might you want them to ask themselves? And we'll put a list of responsibilities on the website for our listeners to look through, but how do you feel about that?
Okay, well, I think the main thing is that we're looking for people who have a few hours a month that they can spend thinking about and helping to make suggestions about how senior services can be provided for people that need them. I guess probably the basic requirement is you need to be interested in senior citizens. You know, we all become one sooner or later, and so having them in your mind is a big part of being on the Senior Services Advisory Council. We look for a broad spectrum of people. Not everybody has to be a senior citizen, although most of us are. But we deal with senior services issues that apply to senior services veterans. And for the most part, you know, it's usually senior citizens. And for a senior citizen, anybody over about 50 years old is a may be considered a senior citizen, but if they're not one yet, they will be soon. So we're looking for that interest. Somebody cares about senior citizens.
John?
And I think that if people are interested in finding out what goes on with senior services or within the local community, anyone who's interested in that, I think, would enjoy coming to visit one of our board meetings to find out. Also, we're looking for people who have a special background. For example, someone in a service provider who... runs a nursing home. I remember Don Butch was on our board for years as a pharmacist. He was a great help with his background, and he could make a lot of key comments, which had important implementations when they finally got up to the state legislature. So a variety of background is something that is very useful to us, and people who are interested, I think, could benefit by attending our board meetings.
People who are using senior services would be good members of the board meeting because they bring information that we don't always have because they're actually customers of the services that we're advocating for.
As far as getting our information when we're looking at finding these applications, we've put media releases out before on behalf here for the county, and there is a contact. Ann Johnson is one of the contacts. Bill,
yes.
Are you available as a local contact
as well? Yes, Bill Turner, and I'll give you my phone number. It's 541-563-3259.
If you've been listening to the program and are interested in participating in the Senior Services Advisory Council, we're talking to Bill Turner here. He's a local contact. There are going to be local meetings.
There will be a meeting in Toledo on October 4th at the Council of Governments office in Toledo. It's across the street from the City Hall on Main Street, so it's very easy to find. And we would invite anybody who's interested in looking at this Senior Services Advisory Council to come to that meeting because it's being held in Lincoln County so that we can give more Lincoln County people an opportunity to actually see what goes on.
And our board is also making an effort to meet in all the three counties, so
yes.
Periodically we'd be here. But there's also a video connection at the Toledo office, so if you can't go to the meetings in the other counties, you can attend via that video connection.
Great.
Yes.
You can do a video conference.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so very much for being on the program today. John, pleasure meeting you. Pleasure meeting you as well. It's been wonderful to hear about what you guys are doing, and I think one of the things you said, John, was going out, for example, on a ride, Senior Meals and Wheels, it'll inspire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so if you're listening to the program today, here's the contact information. For one, locally, Bill Turner, his phone number is 563-3259. He can
563-3259.
He can also be reached at BJ Turner. At peak.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, you can also find Cascades West Council of Government on line at OCWCOG, and we'll also put information on Lincoln County's homepage. So have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.